Greetings, caring viewers. Today is the United Nations International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Tragically, there are at least 200,000 addictive drug-related deaths each year. Other heavy tolls include increased crime, violence, costs for healthcare, law enforcement, lost productivity, and environmental destruction. For many years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has expressed deep concern for people vulnerable to addictive drugs. During a June 2009 seminar, she discussed this top killer, along with three other harmful substances that people should avoid: meat, tobacco, and alcohol.
Drugs destroy lives, intelligence, and function of countless of our kind, wreaking grief and havoc on families, darkening or terminating people's future, youth's future especially, as youths are impressionable and easily fall into this kind of temptation. Drugs can do all that. Drugs kill, often at tragically young age. Is this not an intolerable crime, begging to be stopped?
Addiction is a condition that will affect every aspect of one's life. Number one, it will definitely affect the interaction, the relationship within family members. It will affect the school performance, their performance in the workplace, because there will be a lot of absenteeism. And we were talking of the physical, emotional, and mental, but I believe that addiction is also a spiritual illness.
Today we will find out more about addictive drug use and recovery in the words of four courageous individuals. These are their stories.
I started smoking a lot of pot and doing LSD at around 16 years old. I have found it to be an escape from some things that I didn't really want to face. The drugs didn't really help those situations. And then I started trying stronger drugs and heavier drugs, because physically your body gets sort of used to or builds up a tolerance for drugs.
I met a man and didn't realize that at the time he was actually a manufacturer of methamphetamine. I thought he was the kindest, loveliest person, and he shouted me this drug that made me feel good and happy and full of confidence. And then a whole 2 weeks later, which is all it took, I was a mess. I was insane. I wasn't me at all. 9 years later, I finally managed to get off it. It was a nightmare ride, and it was just the absolute worst time of my life. You cannot get any enjoyment out of anything, not even your children. You know, your family, all you can think about and focus on is this drug, and you need it more than you need food or water. And it's just horrible.
My parents divorced, and I always kind of felt empty after that. I felt like there was a part of me missing, so I tried to fill it with drugs and alcohol. I started selling marijuana and stuff, and got into harder drugs, cocaine, ecstasy, you know, and Oxycontin was a big one. And it's quite expensive, $60 for one pill. I ran out of all my money, and after that I started doing heroin. I started injecting it. It was just downhill from there. It wasn't even getting high, it was just trying to feel normal. Because without it, I'd go through really intense withdrawals, and I'd be throwing up, you know, things like that. There's many times that I should have died, you know, from overdosing. I have three younger brothers, you know, they all look up to me, and they were starting to head down that same path, you know. So I was doing a lot of damage to myself and a lot of damage to my family, you know, bringing everyone down with me. I decided that I want to change, and I want to show them the right way to do things.
Once a person is addicted to illicit drugs, it is very difficult to discontinue the habit because of the strong physiological side effects.
The drugs are so powerful that even if I knew what was the right thing to do, I still wouldn't do it.
When I was 17, I was exposed to cocaine at a party. And growing up and feeling insecure about your body, your peers, fitting in socially, I discovered that once I did that first line of cocaine, I immediately felt welcomed. I graduated high school, went on to Queen's University. I studied there for 4 years, economics. And along the way, I stopped using cocaine and I switched to alcohol. I went from a stimulant to a depressant, and that was to cover up a lot of the hurt feelings that I grew up with. I went into my first rehab center. It was a 30-day, $24,000 program. I thought I was going to come out and I was going to be perfect, back to my old self, have my old goals, and I relapsed the day I came out.
You realize that you're the one who's going to have to do all the work. You're required to change.
When drug users strive to overcome their addictions, it's very important to have loving but firm family support with zero tolerance for addictive drug use.
Don't be ashamed and don't feel guilty about whoever is addicted within your family. Don't hesitate to seek help, because it is a very, very difficult thing to handle.
The relationship in my family is pretty good right now. They support me emotionally. They support me in the endeavors I choose to do. And I notice we have much more of a healthier adult one-on-one relationship. And I think that's an important part of the recovery process, is your support network and growing together within that network.
In addition to social support, spiritual support has also shown to help drug users significantly in their path to recovery. Our association member from New Zealand shares about her remarkable changes. At the time, she was not yet initiated into the Kuan Yin method of meditation.
After about 500 different ways of trying to get off the stuff, I spent 9 years trying to get off the stroke. It wasn't until I heard Master Ching Hai speak, and it just clicked with me.
At the time, she had happened to move near a center of the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association. She began to interact with our association members and watch Supreme Master television. One day, she wrote a heartline for the channel.
And Supreme Master Ching Hai saw it, and at the end of it, she said that, "And may heaven bless you every day more." And from that day on, boy, was I blessed. The addiction was gone, the cravings were gone, the suffering was gone. It was just from that day it aired on Supreme Master TV. My life was heaven. Heaven was blessing me every day, just like she said. When you're suffering from addiction, you don't have that peace, you don't have that serenity. All you can focus on and think about is your drug. I think you need to be able to think about something else. Meditation calms the mind and puts you in this beautiful state of peace and serenity. Here is a technique that gives you the greatest enjoyment you've ever received, and it's free, and there's no side effects, and there's no negative anything. I mean, all it does is make your life so much better. It's just positive, and it even saves the planet. It's just amazing, and it's what I needed, and it's what I would highly recommend to anyone who's suffering from addiction out there. Supreme Master Ching Hai, I'd like to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for saving my life, saving my children's life.
During a 1993 lecture in Geneva, Switzerland, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke with sympathy about the deep spiritual reason for drug addictions and the remedy in meditation.
Drug begins with ignorance and frustration of the young people of our age, because many of the organizations sometimes have failed in satisfying their spiritual need for the higher meaning of life, more than just material, because material today we don't lack. Therefore they are charmed, they are seduced into taking drugs, because in taking drugs, sometimes they can have hallucination and feel comforted for a very short time. But little did they realize the very grave consequence after that. Therefore, meditation is the best way to relieve all this suffering of the people when they want to know God, they want to know happiness inside. Because our happiness through meditation, through the light and the music of heaven, is everlasting and is always improved and always more and more happiness and never have any consequence like the drug. If we can propagate more the meditational benefit, then the drug effect on people will be less, and they will understand where to turn to for a longer lasting happiness.
It's a big hole inside of us, and we want it filled. And what we're searching for, I've discovered, is we're searching for God. And my God, I'm so happy now. I'm so happy.
There was a person who had found me when I was panhandling one day, and I consider her to be my guardian angel. She was the person that got me back in touch with my family and tried to get me into treatment. I would work out or box or run or play guitar or whatever I could do to get my mind off of it.
I think it's very important if you're an addict to do something or to get focus on something else, especially if it involves anything to do with nature. I mean, the feelings you get, just being out in the sunshine. No drug could compete with feeding your children vegetables you've grown from your own garden, you know, collecting the seed, everything. I mean, and also we're all vegans.
As many would say, the best solution to the addictive drug use problem is to never start in the first place.
It doesn't make you cool, you know, to use drugs. You know, anyone can use drugs, but, you know, to say no, that's a strong person. To be able to tell your friends, no, I'm not going to do that. For parents, you got to open up that line of communication and be able to talk to your children about, you know, the dangers of drugs.
It's important for people to understand that, you know, you are really playing with fire. I know a lot of friends who overdosed and died. It does some pretty irreparable damage. And, you know, there's so many things that you encounter, disease, drugs that are cut with different chemicals. The lifestyle itself is really dangerous. You're dealing with people, they're not mentally right, there's violence and, you know, there's police intervention and all of these things that are just not positive.
Just know that life is much better without drugs. As somebody who's experienced it, life's too beautiful to waste it.
We thank our interviewees, who are former substance users, for your honesty and sincerity in discussing your personal pain, struggles, and triumphs. Our appreciation, Dr. Norma Castro, for your expertise as one of many dedicated people helping others on their paths to recovery. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wisdom and tireless efforts to halt this devastating yet stoppable epidemic. Through shared awareness of the harms of addictive drugs and support of one another in healing, may we soon greet a healthier, happier world, free of all harmful substances. Thank you for joining us today on the United Nations International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom, next after Noteworthy News. May you and your loved ones be protected in heaven's grace.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' drug and alcohol use.
Harmful effects, brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide. permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence.
Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period.
Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for health care, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users.
Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production.
Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities.
Plus more.
Subsidize and convert the drug industry into vegetable organic farming.
For help quitting, please visit.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.